Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is a News.com newsflash.
Almost 10 years after a jumbo jet disappeared, Malaysia's government may be ready to search for it again. News.com has learned about new remarks by the country's transport minister about the hunt for flight MH370. The Malaysian government is committed to the search. And the search must go on, Anthony Lokay said Sunday, March 3. He spoke at a remembrance event in Subang Jaya. MH370 disappeared Saturday, March 8, 2014 during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Lokay said the United States undersea search firm Ocean Infinity has a new proposal that awaits approval by Malaysia's captain. The company would be paid only if it finds wreckage. Ocean Infinity hunted for wreckage from Flight 370 twice before with robotics, but without success. It had an offer of as much as $70 million from Malaysia's government in 2018 if the main wreckage was found. Malaysia joined with Australia and China in a 2-year search for debris in 2015-16. It cost $130 million, but found nothing. The husband of one MH370 passenger understands why the government has not committed more to finding the jet. We want the search to carry on, but we also have to be realistic, VPR Nathan told Reuters. We cannot expect the government to spend billions. But other relatives are not sure Malaysian officials are fully committed to the search effort. Sympathy and solidarity from those in power means something only, and only if, accompanied by actions to address the sources of pain in people, widower K.S. Narendran said in a video. The only way to solve this is to find the plane, Jaquita Gonzalez told The Guardian in Britain. Her husband, Patrick Gomez, was one of the crew members. The Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 jet carried 227 passengers and 12 crew members. Pieces of debris have washed ashore on Indian Ocean islands, as well as East and South Africa. A wide range of theories have emerged in the last decade about what happened to the plane. News.com has mentioned some of them. A documentary in February explained the most common one: the pilot might have crashed the jet into the Indian Ocean on purpose, making it murder-suicide. But GB News recalled the conclusion of Australia's Transport Safety Bureau in 2017. It decided some kind of oxygen emergency occurred in mid-air, disabling the pilot and passengers. One veteran Australian pilot has a word for that explanation: rubbish. You have to reprogram the computer, Byron Bailey said. News.com also reported in January on an aviation expert who predicted the jet will be found this year, based on amateur radio waves that tracked MH370's flight path. A compensation lawsuit by family members of the victims is underway in Beijing, as News.com first reported in November 2023. It seeks money from the airline, Boeing, engine maker Rolls-Royce and others. But many victims say 10 years later, they still do not have closure. It is important to search on, Gonzalez said. Don't let it remain a mystery.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.
News.